You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Lake Superior Zoo will be undergoing some renovations after receiving state grant funding. The Duluth City Council recently accepted a $150,000 grant for the project, which will include the planting of new trees, adding new educational signage, and creating a new animal orchard and browsing forests. Zoo officials hope the renovations will benefit both visitors and the welfare of the animals with more shade and natural food sources. The zoo recently took in nearly 200 new animals, displaced by the closure of SeaQuest in Roseville. A Hayward man has been charged after a Sawyer County traffic stop allegedly resulted in the recovery of about 15 grams of methamphetamine and illegally obtained prescription drugs. 38-year-old Benjamin Isham was arrested on May 31st after being pulled over on State Highway 27. During the traffic stop, a K-9 unit alerted Sawyer County deputies to the potential presence of narcotics in the vehicle. A subsequent search allegedly turned up five separately packaged bags of methamphetamine and a prescription medication bottle that contained unidentifiable capsules. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation officials say they're planning to cut back on some of the programs they offer over the next couple of years following a drop in revenue. The agency brings in most of its funding from economic development surcharges, and officials say the revenue brought in from those surcharges have not kept pace with inflation. The agency saw a $4 million drop in revenue, and funding is expected to decline even further. Governor Tony Evers called for a 160% budget increase for the agency in his biennial budget proposal. A Birchwood man has been charged with burglary and assault after allegedly breaking into his ex-girlfriend's residence in Rice Lake. Felony charges of burglary committing battery on a person and felony stalking, as well as misdemeanor charges of battery and theft, were filed against 56-year-old James Everett in Barron County Circuit Court on Thursday. Everett is accused of breaking into the residence on May 28th and injuring the victim's leg and nose, as well as stealing a $350 pair of glasses. He faces up to 15 years in prison. Wisconsin's tourism industry saw another record-breaking year in 2024. According to new data released by Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Tourism, over 114 million people visited the state in 2024, generating a total economic impact of nearly $26 billion. The previous record was set in 2023 with about $25 billion of economic impact. In addition to the growing number of visitors and the money they generate, the tourism workforce also grew by over 2% to 182,000 jobs. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced that over 82,000 residents have added emergency contact information to their Department of Motor Vehicles records through a new program. The program was created under the To Inform Families First law signed by Governor Evers in 2023. The goal is to help law enforcement authorities connect with emergency contacts faster in the event of a serious crash. The emergency contact information can be added on the DMV's website and is only accessible to law enforcement authorities. One person was seriously injured in a two-vehicle crash in Barron County on Sunday. Law enforcement authorities say the crash occurred on County Highway P near Almena just before 6 p.m. They say a pickup truck being driven northbound by 26-year-old Oscar Ledesma crossed over the center line and sideswiped a pickup truck going southbound. Ledesma's vehicle then rolled off the road and landed upside down before a fire started. Ledesma was pulled from the vehicle and taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Authorities believe alcohol may have been a factor. Ashland residents will have an opportunity to dispose of hazardous materials in their homes this weekend. The 30th Annual Clean Sweeps Collection Program will be held at Ashland High School on Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon, giving residents a chance to dispose of items that can't be tossed in the usual trash. Most household items will be free to dispose of, but there will be fees for some items like light bulbs, batteries, and small generators. Residents who bring unneeded prescription medications to the event will also receive a free donut from the police department. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is accepting applications for grant funding aimed at improving housing and shelter services in the state. The agency opened the grant application process on Thursday for nonprofits and cooperatives that provide emergency shelter services, transitional residence, and extremely low-income housing. Chosen organizations will receive a share of $2 million in grant funding with a maximum award of $50,000. The application can be found online and must be submitted by July 31st. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development have announced over $10 million in grant funding for regional workforce development organizations across the state. It's the second round of grant funding awarded through the Worker Advancement Initiative, which seeks to assist workers who lost their jobs during the COVID-19 pandemic by offering subsidized employment and skills training opportunities. The Northwest Wisconsin Workforce Investment Board will receive nearly $700,000 of that grant funding. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Day two of the Packers minicamp, GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jaire Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as, again, he's a really good player. And, you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday, and I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck, it is back and it is gone!
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances, great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Albers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More drama from the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal proceedings. First, last week, Lively dropped two claims against Baldoni, the director of It Ends With Us, which Lively starred in and produced. Now a judge has dismissed the director's $400 million counter-lawsuit against Lively, her husband Ryan Reynolds, and the couple's publicist. Yahoo Entertainment says this is a major setback for Baldoni. Bottom line, It Ends With Us, the sequel, is probably never going to happen. Sylvester Stewart, also known as Sly Stone, has passed away. The groundbreaking musician was the leader of the band Sly and the Family Stone. The band is known for chart toppers like Dance to the Music, I Want to Take You Higher, and of course, Everyday People. Stewart is considered a pioneer of funk and influenced such musical acts as Prince, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sly Stone was 82. Actor and star of Dark Waters, Mark Ruffalo, has agreed to join the cast of Being Human and is the last name of the film's hero, Judy Human, a disability rights activist from the 1970s. The film will be directed by co-director Sean Hader. Ruffalo's part is undisclosed, but is said to be a key role, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Ruffalo is a four-time Oscar nominee and native Wisconsinite. Can you imagine living in a house that was featured in a famous TV show? Joanne Quintana doesn't have to imagine it because it's real. She lives in the house that was used in Breaking Bad as Walter White's family home. Apparently, she is getting a little tired of people standing outside and staring, so much so that she recently turned a hose on them, and she'll do it again. A video was shared on Instagram by an influencer named Santi, who captured her hosing down gawkers, according to the New York Post. Quintana says she gets so tired of the onlookers, she's listed the home and is asking for $4 million, probably because her water bills are so high. God has apparently taken a break from helping athletes win games and is focused on Hollywood. According to the Crazy Town Tribune, comedian actress Roseanne Barr is claiming God is the one who told her to send a racist tweet in 2018 that ended up getting her fired from The Conners, which was a reboot of her previous show, Roseanne. Barr says God, by telling her to tweet, helped her wake up, enabling her to be fired from The Conners because she was having nightmares about the show. So God wanted her to send a racist tweet. God still apparently made The Conners quite successful without her, which is odd. If you're like me, you're wondering what exactly is God's angle here, as the Supreme Being remained pretty hands-off when it came to other sitcoms like Seinfeld or Modern Family. Barr also admitted to being on a mixture of Ambien and alcohol on the night of the tweet, which probably made it a little harder for God to wake her. Folks, apologies are out, and nowadays it's about the double down, and this is one of the most convoluted I've ever seen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Our high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, low of 52. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.